It's that ulcer again, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, there are those things, one thing about them, they're painful, but never fatal.
Right, well, they think this is the thing to do.
Okay, swell.
Well, it's very nice.
Fine, he'll be all right, he'll be all right.
Very, very much.
Fine, bye. Get Tricia now, please.
Yes, Mr. President, thank you. Mr. President, Patricia's out of her residence until about 5 o'clock this afternoon, and she will return the call. I left the word with the agent.
All right, fine.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. President.
Person, please.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, sir, Mr. President. Yeah, hi. Well, I'm going off to Florida after I see Mrs. Meyer. Anything to report?
Well, I hope...
How is Mimi particularly? Anything?
I get conflicting intelligence, Mr.
Yeah.
President. One of the reports is that he's not in good shape at all. One of the reports is that he's putting on an act that this whole idea of getting him into the hospital and into intensive care was to get him out of the public heat that he had generated for himself with that show in Miami. So I can't really tell you factually. One doctor says that he's looked at some of the charts and he's in trouble, and another doctor says, no, it's a boy. And, of course, nobody will tell us officially. We'll have to sniff around. But
I just hope he comes out of it. I mean,
well, I gather even if it's that he is in trouble,
that he's still going to...
He's going to make it because the 7 days is up that would have been a problem to him. So he,
well,
and maybe he is in hiding.
Don't want anybody to have any problem like that.
No. Yeah. I'd rather have him around, frankly. I think he's...
Yeah, like we said last night.
That's right.
He's somebody else running the damn thing.
He's a damn convenient bad image.
Well, after what he said and did, yeah.
We're getting a bad bounce on the unemployment statistics tomorrow. I don't know whether you've been given the figures.
What is it?
It goes up to 6 again.
Yeah, well.
But,
Matt Hodgson was right.
Yes, he was. I talked to McCracken about it this morning, and Paul said I can't believe it or understand it, but he didn't say that. He said he was very surprised by it and couldn't understand it, but that sometimes the actual unemployment can't correlate with the
seasonal,
and I've been just studying the actual figures. The employment went up again, as it has every month.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten the break yet on the seasonal adjustment. They're going to have to give it to us. I think we'll get a hell of a good break in January.
Uh-huh.
And in a way, maybe this is better. We'll try to see if we can get a couple of good months in a row put together come January and February.
Well, with all the other statistics being reasonably good, how'd the wholesale thing come out?
I won't have that until 3 o'clock, sir.
Yeah.
That'll be released tomorrow also, but I can't believe that one won't be good.
Yeah.
But the others this week have just been so damn good. And more importantly, you know, the impression is now very widespread that
things are moving on.
That things are moving fast. And you get this from...
Well, I doubt if the unemployment figure is going to have that much effect on things. It might. Could depress people a bit, but some of the politicians, what do you think, will raise hell about it?
They'll, sure. Larry O'Brien will be on television again. I've programmed Hodgson to treat it in the following way. He is going to tomorrow say, for 3.5 months, President Nixon has been asking the Congress for tax legislation to stimulate new jobs, and for 3.5 months the Congress has been delaying, and now they're holding it hostage to a cheap attempt at paying off their own political debts, and use this as an opportunity to really whack at that check off and say that, you know, this proves we need the bill, and Congress should not... Congress is very, you know, Congress will become responsible for this unemployment if they don't move immediately.
Well, I don't think what the Congress does is going to have much effect, but be as it may, it's a convenient whipping boy. And in the meantime, I think the unemployment is going to start dropping down.
I do too, and I've studied we've just got to make that change over there.
I think it's our old friends over there.
Oh, I know it is, Mr. President.
On these seasonal adjustments.
Well, I can prove it.
Just have that feeling.
I can prove it. I can show. I've done it all out on charts, and I know exactly what they're doing to us. And until we get more out of there, we've got a plan for that now.
You got one that'll work, huh?
Well, I don't know. We had one to put him into Treasury, but Conley didn't take that one.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be getting a memo that contains Malik's and my suggestion that maybe we should put him on the CEA, which is a step up. He can't do any harm as one out of three, I don't think. And
Goldstein?
No, Moore.
Moore?
Moore is the problem. He's the guy that...
Oh, yeah.
He sets the monthly...
Yeah, put him over there. Jesus Christ, Stein's going to run it anyway.
Sure. He'd be lost. I mean, he'd just be one other guy there. And the beauty of
you see, they put Peterson the job.
Yes, sir. The key is the judgment that the administrator of BLS makes every month when he says, and at the beginning of the year, when he says what the increase in employment should be, and then compares it to what the increase in employment is.
Mm-hmm.
And this month, employment, actual employment, increased.
Mm-hmm.
By 200,000, almost 200,000 jobs,
mm-hmm.
and yet the unemployment rate goes up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of the way they can play with those damn numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to have somebody with some to stand up to the damn bureaucrats.
Mm-hmm.
I think that may be
the truth. I don't think it had a hell of a lot of effect. Remember when it went down to 5.8, didn't have much effect. I don't think when it goes up a little, isn't going to have much effect.
Well, it's going to only count, Mr. President, starting next spring. I think that
then it does matter.
At that point, it's going to matter, and we've got to be positioned for that now. But this week, it doesn't bother me in the slightest. I was reading the way the wires are carrying the quarterly plant and equipment and passer statement, and it is very, very bullish.
Good.
It plus all of the other announcements that have come out this week. I just feel that. We've got the economic issue momentum on our side, and this one we won't worry about. We'll get it back. They got to give it back to us, and we'll get it back.
Right.
You asked me the other day if the first shipments of grain had gone.
Yeah, I heard about that.
They have.
I learned it in Chicago.
I was sorry I didn't have the answer.
I knew it
when you asked.
I was in Chicago. Yeah.
But we're starting to publicize now ships coming out of American ports, which are happening this week. But
that's
it's
good.
Moving big, and I think.
Mm-hmm.
Butts.
That got through.
Yeah, we'll get him really playing. We'll get him playing this up.
Yeah.
I think there's some good.
Hey, McGregor got the Mills. I don't know whether he'll ever get it through the Senate, but you heard what his little ploy now on the tax checkoff, don't you?
Going back to the House, isn't it?
No, he moved the date to 73.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, he moved it to 73. Well, of course, we can't. I'm going to still oppose it, but the point is that. The Senate is likely, I think, to turn it down now. I mean, they'll turn down the conference report.
I would think they would.
Because, hell, they don't want, they don't, those candidates over there didn't vote for that for 76. They were voting for 72, you know. It didn't help. See, it won't help anybody till 76 under these circumstances.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
Mills, apparently, the heat must have been on him to move it to 73.
Well, yesterday, Mr. President, it was impossible to get his telephone switchboard in the Capitol. I mean, you couldn't get through to him because we had thousands of dealers that had been notified to call him. And,
well, he, of course, figures that because of this, then I won't be too. Of course, I'm taking still a hard line. Objection to this is in principle, and I'm not going to do it. Now, if it comes down here, if they should pass it with that in it, then I can probably write a message in which I say I totally disapprove of this and will submit legislation for its repeal in January. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think we'd get away with that.
If it's written strong enough that we really are going to go after it, I think we'd
see it. Nothing happens in 72 at all.
That's right. Oh, from our standpoint,
No. What I meant is that it would be a viable way to handle it, because you could say that
they've given us a year in which to
to Congress to consider it and to throw the goddamn thing out. But boy, my position can't change a bit.
No, has to be absolutely firm.
That's right.
We've got
and we may just. Veto it as it is, too.
Well, that's an option that you should keep open, because I think I think that from the consistency point of view, and also I think you got to pop your issue. I mean, I think we're on the right side of that issue. I really do.
I told the old folks today that instead of spending money, $50 million for the purpose of electing a man, they ought to of taxpayers' money should be used to keep his promises.
Did you get a good hand on that?
Oh, sure, they like it.
Well,